Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. We're also sponsored by our friends over at Global Wrestling Family. GWF is about inclusivity and celebrating a common love for pro wrestling amongst the fans and wrestlers. T-shirts, hats, and more merch is available now. Join the group on Facebook at Global Wrestling Family and be sure to follow them on Instagram at Global Wrestling Family. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. The BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling proudly presents Intergender Warfare. It's going to be at St. Finbar Catholic Church, 1839 Bath Ave in Brooklyn, New York, Friday, November 10th, featuring Miranda Eleze, Taya Valkyrie, Zaya Brookside, Giselle Shaw, Darius Carter, Vicious Vicky, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring products of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms. Let's chat our new sponsor for the podcast, R Wireless Delran in Delran, New Jersey. Expect the best. R Wireless in Delran has all your Verizon wireless needs, located on Route 130 in the Target Shopping Center in Delran, New Jersey. And of course, guys, be sure to ask for our guy, Wayne Keener. Thanks to our new sponsor, John Septic Service. John Septic is your family-owned company for all your septic needs in the northern Baltimore area for over 50 years. Give them a call at 410-272-2317. Guys, remember, a straight flush always beats a full house. Thank you, John Septic. Guys, I want to give a big shout-out to our new sponsors on BCP Plus and the podcast, our friends from the Front Row Mafia. JVD, Cleary, Randy, and Total with Tom make up this group of the best pro wrestling fans out there, supporting everyone across promotions. Join their Facebook group over at Front Row Mafia Indie Wrestling Junkies for the latest in their pro wrestling adventures, custom art, wrestler highlights, interactions, fan discussion, and more. On a personal note, I want to thank the boys for their friendship and always supporting myself, Vicious, and the talent. Thank you, fam. The Front Row Mafia. We also got to shout out our new sponsors, the United States Department of Nerds, the USDN Podcast, a podcast presented by Dat Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom podcast. USDN podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learn, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being by the people, for the people, and of the people. Here at the USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we'll always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our links on social media for all our merch. This ad is USDN approved.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the acclaimed, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen. Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the acclaim. Now, scissor me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very special episode of the BCP, and I did feel this one needed to be in person. Bougie's here. We'll get into that later. You know, no disrespect, Bougie, but we are here with number 144 on the PWI 500, a two-time and only man to win the BCP Male Independent Wrestler of the Year 2023. He's looking real good, I'm not going to lie. BCW Heavyweight Champion, Warriors of Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. The list goes on and on.
He's missing the matches. He's missing all the ECWA Heavyweight Championship.
Yes, for a 2022 winner.
Right, the 2022 Super 8 winner. Oh, now they're coming back to your mind.
Wrestling fashion winner. Not gonna lie, looks great. Dressed to the nines.
You retired Billy Dixon to the point where he became Kyle. He came back as Kyle.
He did come back. Yeah, he didn't retire.
He's Kyle now.
Ladies, I beat Kyle.
Yeah, you did beat Kyle. So basically what happened was I beat the Billy Dixon out of Billy Dixon. Mm-hmm. He went home, mm-hmm. came back as Kyle, and then got curb stomped by Jay Bougie, and now he's out in the lost again, out in the wilderness.
I didn't cry, but look, I'm not gonna sit here much longer. I just wanted to come here and make sure he was doing his job right, because he's a funny guy. You know that? You're a funny guy.
Funny as in peculiar, not funny as in comical.
Yeah, like you're not humorous, like even. This
You're not laughing with me.
Never.
It's definitely funny, like eye twitching, like. Yeah. Tweaking, like, got to keep an eye on you type
like
of situation.
Like one of those, like, I don't know about this guy.
Mm.
You know.
Thank you, Bougie, for
and
joining
then he thanked
us.
You for that. Right.
Thank you.
He was like, thanks for calling me twitchy and awkward. That's one of the greater things he's heard in his life.
Don't mess this up.
Yes, sir.
Don't do it.
Don't mess this up.
Yes, sir.
Star power.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Get it right.
I will. Yes, sir.
Do your thing, champ.
You already know. Don't let him get blinded by the light.
Hey, come on now.
ladies and gentlemen, that was Jay Bougie.
Jay Bougie with the assist.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, the all-father, Darius Carter. This is a big interview here. Felt we needed to do it in person. Thank you for making the time, sir. I appreciate it.
Of course.
There's lots
to talk about, as you're about to say.
Yes, sir. Not your first rodeo. Let's talk about this. Steve Pena had a lot to say about you. Some big promises. Could be match of the year. Could be the biggest match pro wrestling magic has ever seen. He guaranteed it. Your thoughts on working that match? And let's be real, you're no stranger to that pro wrestling magic heavyweight championship. You got a lot of gold right now. Your thoughts going into that one, sir?
Well, let's get right into it. We're no strangers to the concept of main event Carter. That return to prominence in pro wrestling magic. So when I was champion, I was main eventing and having some of the best matches that Magic had seen at that point. I had triple threat matches. I had fatal four-way matches. So you'll remember that triple threat match that I had with Billy Dixon and Jay George. You'll remember that four-way match that I had with Dan Moff. I had that with Vargas, and I had that with Adam Kerr. And I emerged as champion in June of last year. So I had a tremendous tear. I also had the first ever empty arena match with Sebastian Cage in March. That was streaming simultaneously with me winning the Super 8 last year. So I was on two different channels of IWTV at the very same time winning. In one place defending a championship, in another winning the Super 8. Okay?
It's incredible. But now, Pena on deck, he had some strong statements. He's really coming to his own. I think you have to give him credit.
Oh, of course.
He's leveled up. Your thoughts, I know you're confident. But your thoughts going into that one, particularly against the likes of Pena, who's very confident, and I feel he's, you know, reached his final form right now.
Well, listen, let me put it to you like this.
Okay.
Steve Pena is one of the last people I'm going to come on here and disparage or discount. Steve Pena is somebody who has a tremendous mind for the game.
Yes.
Steve Pena is somebody that has tremendous respect for the game. And not even so much the game as it is the mat itself.
Fair enough.
All right. He holds the wrestling ring in a sacred regard in the same way that I do. So very few people hold the wrestling ring in that regard the way that I do. They say they do. They don't.
I would agree.
And Steve is somebody that I think is on a similar wavelength. He is somebody that's very capable. If there was somebody that could be Pro Wrestling Magic champion and it wasn't me, Steve Pena, by any means. But the thing is Steve Pena is not Darius Carter. And I don't say that to be mean. I don't mean to say that to be cruel. I don't say that to take a shot. I don't mean that to come off like a big shot. But who's the one that's showing up on all these lists? Who's the one that is a top candidate for Indie Pro Wrestler of the Year?
Facts.
In the oldest running magazine, the most prestigious wrestling magazine that there is today.
Yeah, fair enough.
In the PWI. I'm not sitting here just spewing things. I'm not saying things. Just to,
facts.
Again, all I'm doing is promoting facts. Again, I said it before. A promo, for me, it's promoting the truth. Okay, I'm just regurgitating the truth, letting you know what is, and you can decipher it how you want. That turns into booze. That turns into people hating me. That turns into people disrespecting me. That is on them. You don't have to like the way that I'm going about something, but my mission is clear. My focus is lucid, and that's the issue that people will have with me. People don't have to agree with my point of view. They don't have to agree with the way that I go about things, but nobody gets things done and then stacks accolades on top of accolades on an independent level the way that I do. So Steve Pena is a tremendous talent. Yes, he won the last match that we had. I can say that, okay? That was back in January at a different promotion, at a different time, for a different championship, okay? We have had 5 wrestling matches. I have beaten that man 4 of those 5 matches consecutively. And if I can sit here and tell you how good he is, that means that he's good.
Coming from you, that means a lot.
That means if I'm telling you somebody's good, then they're great.
Fair enough. And let's talk about that, Darius. With all due respect, I consider you a measuring stick. I feel like that's a compliment in this business. I consider you to be, people have literally said to me outside, he's the best on the indies right now. These are people that are booing you and cheering you at the same time. We'll get to that in a little bit. I feel like personally, there's a few people, Crowbar, yourself, Lala, Moff, and forgive me for leaving anyone off that list, just off the top of my head, that elevate every single talent they step into the ring with. What is your thought process on that? When I give you that compliment, you're the measuring stick. I know you're here to win titles. I know you're here to win matches. I know you're continuing to climb that ladder. We saw you climb on the list. You're 144. But when I say that, the measuring stick, does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, of course it does. And let's reiterate that 144. So I went from top 150 in the world to top 145 in the world. No TV contract, no TV promotion.
Yet.
None of that. Right. But I did it all my way, my style, my own personal touch. Nobody's doing it like Darius Carter is doing it. Okay? People all over my coattails, and you can't find me on one. That's the difference between me and everybody else.
Fair enough.
But when we want to talk about building people up and elevating talent, again, if you love the business, if you love this sport, all you can aspire to want to do is give back to it, to contribute back to it. So you may sit here and think, oh, man, Darius Carter being on top, he's selfish. He wants to be the guy. He wants everybody's focus and attention on him. The focus and attention being on me is to better the promotion. It's because I'm the guy at the right time, at the right place. Warriors of Wrestling, 5-time World Heavyweight Champion, because I've been the best and most reliable professional wrestler, competitor is what I was about to say, on that roster that they have seen. In their 16 years of existence, they have not been able to find anyone like Darius Carter, anyone that will show up, do the part, do the work, stay late, promotional material, advertisements, posts, anything that needs to be done, I'm the person that shows up and does it. That's why I'm the one that has the championship titles. I show up and deliver no matter where I am on the card. That's where Main Event Carter comes from, because I am the main event, whether I'm first, whether I'm last, whether I'm in the middle. Okay? That's work ethic. That's quality. I'm not asking for how you feel about that. I'm not requesting an opinion when I'm stating facts. That's why I'm champion everywhere.
And I don't mean to cut you off, sir, but that leads into my next question perfectly, because I tweeted very publicly. I said, it is very hard to call your matches. It's a juxtaposition because You're not always the nicest to me. I'm just going to put it that way, Mr. Carter. And I know you don't have to be nice to me. You're working. I understand that. But that being said, you are just so damn good in the ring. With all due respect, sir, there are people out there booing you because you're not out there to make friends. And at the same time, Mr. Carter for president. Like, they love you. Does it matter what the fans think to you? Do you take that into account? We see what MJF is doing right now, towing that line. I don't want to get too deep into it, sir, but your thoughts on kind of how the fans react to you, man. I have mixed feelings, I guess is the best way to say it.
The way I've always seen the fans and the way I've always seen the audience is viewing and watching the product that I am putting out. So I'm giving you what I choose to give you. Okay, the way that I choose to give it to you. Now, you can respect that. You can respect the hustle that I have. You can respect the motivations and the determination that I have. That's on you. But ultimately, my work is for myself and is for the growth of this business. And a lot of decisions that cause change or that call for difference, that call for new coats of paint, that's very irritating to people. It rubs people the wrong way in the beginning. And I think I've been the premier advocate of change in professional wrestling for the past decade. Plus, I think that there have been a lot of coattail riders. There have been a lot of people that have tried to come up with their version of something that I created. There are people that have tried to come up with their version of an idea that I had in my mind, or they want to come up with a change. But what are you changing? Right? What is the difference that you are trying to create? The difference that I am looking to create is bringing that respect back to the professional wrestling ring, to bringing that respect back to the story elements of this profession and making this sport what attracted so many people to it from the outside. Okay? This isn't just a hardcore hardcore demographic type of profession. You want those casuals. You want everybody watching. I want the kids watching. I want the grandparents watching. This isn't an 18 to 35 game. And the thing I've always said about Darius Carter is that I cater to all demographics. I cater to everybody. I'm having a kid react. I'm having an adult react. I'm having a grandparent react. Everybody that is watching, the referee will react. You know, they're trying to hide it and be professional. I have everyone reacting to what I want to do because that's the focus that I put into this profession. The reaction is the most important thing. I need reactions. We all need reactions or else it's not working. Okay? Do I care? You're the booing, the cheering. I'm not here to be anything other than the things that I say that I am. I'm not here to be on your t-shirts. I'm not here to be your idol. I'm not here to be the person that you pour all of your issues and your weight onto. I'm not that person that's going to carry your burdens. I carry the burdens of professional wrestling. I carry the burdens of this great sport. And whatever this sport needs, I'm here to fill its needs. And what this needs is someone to be at the top like me that'll step up, that'll show up without having to be told to do it. Not dragged, kicking, and screaming, but somebody that wakes up and lives this and wants this and breathes this. And nobody does it the way that I do on an independent level that is not signed to a contract. And that's just the way that it is. That's why I'm going to beat Steve Pena, and I'm going to leave with the Pro Wrestling Magic Heavyweight Championship. That's why I'm going to retain my Warriors of Wrestling Championship against Zaya Brookside. That's why I'm going to retain my BCW Heavyweight Championship. That's why I'm going to retain every championship that I have. That's why I'm going to win every match that I have, because I want it more than my opponent.
I mean, I'm a facts guy, an analytics guy. The facts check out, man. And it goes into what I'm talking about. Mr. Carter, it's like you've done this before. Perfect segue, because you know what question I get asked most by everybody when I interview you? I think you know where I'm going with this. He's the top guy on the independents. Very respectfully, what do you need to do to get to that next level? Because we all feel like you're there. I feel like your colleagues feel that. Well, the ones that like you feel that way. I personally
the ones
do
that
feel
don't
that
feel
way.
That way too. Believe it.
Well, yeah, and I'm believe sure there's it. A lot of that in this business. Your thought. What do you need to do to get on that? You're top of the list. You have literally all of the gold in your mind. What do you need to do to get that next level? Because we all respectfully feel like you're there.
Well, let's talk about it again. Please. We're talking about the PWI 500, Mr. 144.
Yes.
We're talking about the BRP 50. Number 15. We're talking about the BW 500, number 10. We're talking about, in the entire world, professional wrestlers, top of the game, best in the world level, caliber talents. That's what I always said that I am. And the world knows that I am. And there are people that are watching that are hating, just as we had talked about. They want to act like they don't watch my stuff and they want to act like they don't like me, but they watch it and they pick up and they take notes, okay? So is it so much what do I need to do, or is it what do they need to do? What do you need to change about your protocol for finding talent? Are you really looking for talent? Are you delving deeply? Because I can tell you right now, I am here, I am ready, I am capable, and I am willing to contribute to that brand, to that product, with a loyalty the likes of which you have not seen. But we have to see who's willing to step up and really want to see difference in the industry, not just following the status quo, not just using the same people, the likes of, again, I mean, you it's like a Cardona situation where you're going to see him everywhere, and it's all due respect to Matt Cardona because he's putting his time in, he's putting his work in, and he's committed to it. But it's one of those things where we always seem to have that cycle where someone comes down, they run the indies, they run kind of their promotions, they go somewhere, and then someone else fills their spot, does the same thing. So after it's Cardona, it's going to be someone else, and then it's someone else, and then it's someone else.
Interesting.
And it's like, how do we evolve the industry? How do we evolve the industry is by seeing those people that have been there and putting their time in and really holding the place up, that have really been pillars everywhere they're at, and they get that opportunity to shine. And if they're not going to step up and take it, that's on them. But I most certainly am going to step up and rise to the occasion, step up to the podium, grab that microphone, and say what needs to be said in front of the auditorium, because I am that one. I am the one of one. I am Mr. Darius Carter, the All Father, and I'm going to show that on every occasion that I can. I keep my grass watered, and I know that they're watching. So what do I need to do? Is it a what do I need to do situation? I'm not sure. And if it is, then I want to have someone tell me, because at least then I can know where you've been. At least I can know that you've been watching my stuff. Please come to the All Father and let me know. Otherwise, I am here putting in the work to have that opportunity to be a part of the next big promotion that wants to truly shake up the game. Not follow the status quo, as I had already said, but do something different.
And I think some companies could use a shake up. And very respectfully, I think your days here on the independents are limited, very respectfully. I mean that in the kindest way. Mr. Carter, I want to be respectful of your time. I know you got a big match tonight against Gemma, but real quick, two more questions, if that's okay, sir.
Please.
I wanted to ask you this. You talked about giving back to the business. You talk about the business evolving. Jay Bougie was just here. I've had issues with Bougie. A lot of people have. What do you see in people like Jay Bougie? And is there anyone else that you have your eye on right now?
What I see about – see, the thing about Jay Bougie is he knows that it's bigger than him. And a lot of people will look at someone like me or like Jay Bougie and think that we're making it about ourselves. But we're putting it into ourselves. We're putting so much energy and effort into ourselves so that we can return it to the industry. We can return it in our match quality. We can return it with our promos, promoting these places that we're competing at. All right? We're trying to advertise you in return. It's not just a promotion advertising me. See, that's the thing. When you get Darius Carter, it's not just, oh, I'm promoting Darius Carter. You see how much I'm promoting you.
Fair enough.
I'll be talking about you more than your champion tends to talk about you. I will talk about you to the end of time because that's part of the job. That's part of the professionalism. That's part of it that people are missing. We see all the time people posting online saying, you know, I wish promotions would tweet more. I wish wrestlers would tweet more about promotions. Why aren't you advertising the show that you're on? That's something I do every single time. That's something Jay Bougie does every single time.
Facts.
With respect to the craft. So you want to sit here and label a guy like him or someone like me, but we're the ones doing the task. And we're not being asked to do it. We're just doing it happily. Here you are, discussions. Here you are, ticket links every day. In the story, in the comments. Here we are promoting the storyboard. Here's what's going on at BCW. Here's what's going on at Warriors of Wrestling. I keep you in the loop across all my socials because I care about this. It's not just about money. It's about respect. It's about dignity and pride in your work. Jay Bougie takes that pride. Jay Bougie is somebody that puts in the time. He's a father right now. He doesn't have to
Congrats.
Be wrestling.
Yeah.
And he comes out here and he does it. Okay? That's the difference between someone like him who shows up to work and he shows up to do everything that needs to be done. He doesn't just wrestle and then go home. He does his promos. He does his pictures. He does his interviews. He does his podcasts. These are the things that I do as well. These are the things that, I mean, he'll say that he got it from me. And listen, I'm here just not so much trying to do something nobody's ever done before, but to do things in a way that it hasn't been done, which is reliance on yourself. You don't need a machine to push you. You can push yourself. And I think a lot of independent wrestlers aren't doing the things that they could be doing to push themselves in the right way. They take the easy way. They ride a coattail. They become a friend of somebody for.
I saw you look at me when you said ride a coattail.
No, I mean, I'm looking at you because you're in the room.
Yeah, no. Okay.
But this is what we're talking about. This is what I mean.
I may or may not be riding some coattails, but I digress.
Stop it. Yeah. But the people that are riding, again, and I'm talking about coattail riding to the point where you skip levels without. But the thing is when you skip those levels, you don't get the experience of those levels. Right. So that's why I've always been fine where I'm at continually. As long as there's continual improvement and perpetual improvement, which is where I'm at, I'm doing the right thing. It's up to a promoter or promotion to use me. That's on them. But it's on me to be the best wrestler that I can possibly be and contribute to Darius Carter so that Darius Carter can contribute to your event.
Last question, Mr. Carter. Thank you again for the time and sitting down with me. I appreciate the opportunity. I said earlier that I feel that your days on the independents are numbered for all the right reasons and all the good reasons. But guys like Big Ben Bishop on the show lately.
Another excellent talent.
And I appreciate you saying that. Over the years, everyone saying, I want Carter. Lately, Big Ben Bishop and Crowbar. How has this not happened? We've tweeted it. Somebody, what did they say? Book it, you cowards. Somebody book the damn cowards. Match.
Sorry, there's so many matches that I haven't had. You would think that I've had them. You would think that I've wrestled Crowbar. You would think that I've wrestled Tony Deppen. You would think that I've wrestled Zack Sabre Jr. Right, there you go. You would think that I've wrestled Zack Sabre Jr. You would think that I've wrestled Speedball Mike Bailey. You would think that I've wrestled some of these people, and I have not.
And they want to wrestle you.
And they want to wrestle me. I want to wrestle them. A promoter somewhere wants it to happen, but again, is it money? Is it I haven't thought of it? Is it I'm so caught in my own zone as a promoter that you're not seeing outside of it? That's what I want to know. I think there needs to be like a real, not dark side of the ring look into promoters, but we need to see what's going on here because the talent is picking up. You know, there was a period of time where you could debate, okay, certain talent wasn't available. It was looking, you know, the New York scene and PA scene, but we've come back in full force with the pandemic, and there's a lot of talent, and it's like certain talent doesn't have places to go, and that doesn't make any sense to me with all the wrestling that's going around. So that's how you know that there's something wrong with the industry, when there's all this wrestling, but not enough of these wrestlers that are really deserving of that prominent time getting that shine. And that's on them, again, to take that or to sit and wallow and complain or just to kind of not develop or get defeated by the system. Me, I infiltrate the system. I make it better, and I end up on top. That's the type of person that I am. I don't get worn down. I don't get tired. I don't get defeated because to get a victory, you got to earn a victory. A loss is easy to get. You don't have to do anything for a loss, but you have to work for a victory, and I'm a worker, and I don't mean just a worker in a worker sense.
That was good. Wow. Mr. Carter, I don't think you and I are going to be best friends anytime soon, but I do respect
Why would we be? What do you have to offer me?
That's fair. I do respect the hell out of a lot of your work ethic. Thank you for taking the time for this. At Mr. Darius Carter on Twitter. Mr. Carter, continue success moving forward. Thank you for the time.
The pleasure was entirely yours. Thank you all for watching and for listening. And remember again, Mr. Darius Carter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter /X, whatever you'd like to call it. Just know that I'm on it and that you can find me because I am the best thing going today. And make sure you vote for the All-Father for Indie Wrestler of the Year.